tell us about what it was like when you didn't have roads here in town. Just anything you can remember.
Well, I suppose that the time I was about 10 years of age, somewhere there, there was no paved roads anywhere in Pierce County. The first pavement was a little strip from what we call the Albemarle River, just this side of Blackshear, to Waycross. And it was very narrow, possibly not more than 16 or 17 feet wide, something like that. Now, Blackshear had really a lot of people just probably thought was pavement. You see, the Brantley Company manufactured fertilizer, and they used this ore that they extracted sulfur from. And the residue, the rock, was then spread on the streets and rolled and graded and all that. And for a time, was not a bad surface. No asphalt or anything like that. It was just simply a rock formation. And I know that a lot of children just go into town, they've been to other places and go into town and saw this brown substance. They thought it was pavement, but actually, you see, it was no more than some kind of soil formation, really, I guess. And in time, got to being very bad. Had just as many puddles and what have you as just dirt streets would have had. I think it must have been about the 30s, about 1930, I think, when Blackshear paved some streets, and that was just the main little business section. Rather unusual thing about it was that at the time they completed that first little project, it was not possible to drive around any block and be on pavement. You could drive two sides, and then you had to get off on dirt streets to complete the circuit of the block. Any question that you might want to raise, go ahead.
Did you ever drive a horse and buggy ranch?
Oh, yes.
Could you tell me something about actually how you would hitch up a horse and the actual movement, how you went through it step by step? Do you remember any of that?
Well, I'm afraid it's been so long, and I'm afraid that I might not be able to get in all the steps, but harness that you placed on the horse was made of leather. There was a sort of little saddle affair that was on the horse's back, and a girth that straps underneath his chest or stomach, the front part of the stomach. And this harness was so arranged that part of it came down over the horse's hips, so that if you needed to back your buggy, he pushed against that, you see, and that pushed the buggy back. And then, of course, there were what they called traces that were attached to this harness on the horse's shoulders and back to what I believe they called a single tree. Two wooden shafts that, you know, on either side of the horse, and then these traces were attached to this single tree. Of course, a large wagon or a large surrey might have two horses, in which case it's twice the equipment, of course.